So they intend. I mean, I shouldn't be smiling. This is so hideous. Well, what do you say? What do? Folks with this level of essentially self-hate, because, you know, I are thee, you know, thee are me. We are each other. And you cannot commit genocide. You cannot commit any act of murder without there being an element of self-loss there. Because we're all connected. But before they throw us all in the drink, in all senses, they'd fully intended to winnow our numbers such that the survivors would be grateful much. A state of mind encouraged and supported, reinforced by all the apocalyptic fear your neighbors propaganda. And thankful, we mustn't forget this, ever thankful for the wondrous science, the magic of which was used to save our lives. So grateful, we'd gladly accept whatever crumbs they generously give us. De Tocqueville's notion, the leveling effect of commerce, requiring the general imposition of the habit of obedience, is no less than Marx's general law of capitalist accumulation, attempting to capture an extremely destructive process in which we're told we supposedly develop, because that which is stolen from us and from the earth overall increases in quantity. De Tocqueville, of course, doesn't think about the depredations upon the earth required to force the globe into a common habit of obedience. And this is, of course, Bentham's obsession as well. All these guys around the same time processing, heads rolling after the French Revolution and trying to figure out how to instill discipline, how to have us do it for them, internalize discipline. And Bentham said, have the parents do it, duh. And they did. Marx, on the other hand, who does acknowledge this devastation of the earth and our, we the people's, resulting general immiseration, doesn't think about the common imposition of the habit of obedience as the necessary concomitant to the devastation of the earth. Absolutely necessary, i.e., we have to go along with what is clearly insane. If we were doing our own thinking, having our own conversations,